feed them that way and milk them in there. But just the common cows, what we call a woods cow, where it didn't give very much milk, we just milk those out in the pens that way. Of course, we had sheds, you see, mm-hmm. in the wintertime milk them, and then had troughs there. We'd put feed in them. Maybe we'd feed a pretty good sized shed, and you have a long trough there, maybe you'd milk as high as three, mm-hmm. right on the same shed, you see. And let them eat out of the same trough, so put one feed here and one here and along that way, you see, mm-hmm. separate.
Where would you keep the chickens?
Well, we'd build little houses to keep them in, called the chicken house.
Uh-huh. What about for the mother hen and the biddies?
Well, we'd have to build cubs, chicken cubs for the little biddies. The hen that had the little biddies, we'd build what we call cubs for them, chicken cubs, and keep them in there till they got large enough to run around out with the large chickens, you see.
How would you build a cub?
Well, you'd take and build it kind of like the shape of a top of a house, this mm-hmm. way. You take a piece and build it up this way, and of course you'd fix each end to it, you see. Just kind of like the shape of a house and the gable end of the house that way.
Pointed.
But we didn't have flooring in them, just put uh-huh. them on the ground, you see.
And it'd have to stay in there?
Yeah, they'd have to stay in there. And of course now up in the daytime, pretty weather, they'd let them out, you see, so they could eat grass and scratch around. Mm-hmm. But in bad weather, they kept them in these coops all the time.
If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in a nest to fool her?
Well, you'd feed them different kinds of feed. Of course, way back in them days, they'd feed them corn and cornbread. Scraps from the table, different kinds of scrap meat, bread and all, you know.
What could you put in her nest, though, to make her start?
Well, back them days, they put pine straw in there.
Uh-huh.
Take pine straw and make them a nest out there, put it in a box or something, and make a nest out of pine straw.
Did you ever see an egg put in the nest to get her to...
Yeah, put an egg in there to make the old hen sometime go in there to set.
Mm-hmm.
And to hatch these little chickens, of course, some chickens, some old hens would steal a nest off in the woods
mm-hmm.
and build a nest there and raise a bunch of chickens. And so we'd build, put boxes in the chicken houses
mm-hmm.
for them to lay in, and they'd set in there and raise the chickens.
If you had a real good set of dishes, your dishes might be made out of
china.
What would you call an egg made out of that?
An egg, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, I really don't know. I never did see none of it. Egg made out of it.
Well, you could call it a china.
China?
Huh?
Well, dishes, you see, are mostly made out of what you call china.
Uh-huh. Well, an egg made out of that, it wouldn't be a plastic egg.
No, no. No, I don't know if that egg shell, I don't know where you'd make anything out of that or not.
No, I mean an artificial egg made out of china.
Well, I really don't know what that artificial egg's made out of, unless it's some kind of a plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose that's what just like these plastic jugs is
uh-huh.
that they have milk in now.
Did you ever see one made out of china?
No, I never did. Never did.
What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Setting hen.
Uh-huh. And when you're eating chicken, the bone like this?
Pretty bone.
Any stories about that?
Well, the only thing I ever heard about it, if you eat the pulley bone and